97.9 The Loop.
Now here's a look at traffic in your neck of the woods.
I think Hector should be called Manny Backup.
Juan Way will work pretty good for you. Grumpy Coleman.
Juan to go faster.
Juan to go faster. That's all good.
Okay.
Write them down, baby.
All right. In Bonita, it's 32 minutes from Lake Cook to the Kennedy Junction. The outbound side is 30 minutes. That's traffic. I'm Gridlock Gonzalez with Johnny B in the morning on The Loop.
Just try one to go faster. See how it sounds.
Say what?
Just try the one to go faster suggestion.
See okay. That's traffic. I want to go faster.
No.
Then what?
I'm one to go faster.
That's traffic. I'm one to go
faster. To go faster.
That's traffic. I'm one to go faster.
To go faster is right, Kent. That's the inflection. To go faster. I'm one to go faster.
I'm one to go faster on Johnny in the morning on The Loop.
Let's have some deals here.
Next year you'll be able to eat again.
Got no dough. Broke, ain't got no dough.
That's right.
Cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Well, baby, you're crawling way past your speed.
All right, last week we were reading a story in the paper about a girl named Jill Cataldo out of Huntley, Illinois. Jill, it said in this story, spends $65 a week. $65 a week to feed her family of five. Not just food. She feeds them diapers and she feeds them shampoo and razors and soap. But that's what she spends per week, $65 a week. We talked to Jill. We said, Jill, you're delightful. Now you should have your own segment. Jill's, what do we call your segment? Deals of the week? Grocery deal of the week?
You can call it whatever you want.
What do you think we should call it? It's your segment, Jill.
No, you kind of threw this at me.
I know. I think it's good because you're smart and you shop and you put a lot of effort into finding coupons and good deals for people out there that are trying to make ends meet now. So once again, let's call it Jill's Deals of the Week. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
Jill's Grocery Deal of the Week.
You could open this to listeners, but then you're going to get stuff like
no.
Want to Go Faster.
Yeah, Want to Go Faster and Gridlock Gonzalez. All right, Jill, what do you got today?
Well, first of all, do you like marshmallows, Johnny?
Nope.
No.
Do not.
You know what? It's really funny. I don't either, but a lot of people do.
Should I tell you something else I was just thinking about? One, I was at Wrigley Field on Friday. I noticed the lonely cotton candy guy, and he was walking around, cotton candy, and I'm thinking to myself, who eats the cotton candy? Who eats it? Who? I've never seen anyone at Wrigley Field get the cotton candy.
I don't think that's a ballpark food, you know? Yeah. I like cotton candy, but I've never eaten it at Wrigley either.
I don't think I can maybe five I had cotton candy, but who's getting it? Who's getting the cotton candy? Isn't that the loneliest man in a ballpark? Cotton candy! Get your cotton candy! Who eats that stuff? I'm asking a serious question.
I don't know.
Kent, you eat it?
No.
Anybody eat cotton candy? They should take that guy out of the equation, out of the Wrigley Field and out of anywhere he sells it. All right, now, do I like marshmallows? Well, it depends. Hot chocolate? Sure, maybe a marshmallow's
okay,
good.
Well, would you like them for free?
Of course I would.
Okay, then. Well, at Jewel, right now,
yep.
They are on sale for $1 a bag. This is Kraft Jet Puff brand marshmallows.
Yep.
If you buy in quantities of three, though, you get a coupon when you pay for $3 off your next order.
All right. So you get free marshmallows if you buy some other stuff.
No, you just can buy the marshmallows. That's it.
But what if you don't really care for marshmallows?
Well, here's I bought 21 bags of marshmallows, Johnny.
Are you being serious?
I am.
What's wrong with you?
Because I'm taking my daughter's Girl Scout troop camping later this summer.
Oh, yes.
And our kids are at day camp. I'm going to take them to church for the day campers. And, you know, I'm giving them away.
So if you're buying in bulk, it's a good time to go and buy marshmallows.
Yes, it is. That's at Jewel.
All right, got it.
It's that campfire time of the year.
Yeah,
it
the
is.
S'mores. What's a s'more? It's a marshmallow. It's chocolate. It's a graham cracker, right?
Correct. That is correct.
Now, that's a good treat.
Well, see, then you need the marshmallow.
Then you got to have them.
All right.
All right, so we got free marshmallows going.
Free
go ahead. What else we got?
Eskimo pie.
Eskimo pies.
You know, chocolate, ice cream bar.
Love them.
Delicious. See, I knew. That's more of your thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, at Jewel right now, you can buy 4 boxes of Eskimo pies for $10. Not really a great deal, but it gets better.
Yeah.
Buy 4 at a time, you automatically get $3 off. Now you're down to 7. When you pay, you get another $2 off coupon printing. That's 5. And it also prints another coupon for $1.50 off the next 3. So, basically, now you're paying about $1.25 a box.
See, Jill is a listener who actually does some homework for you people out there.
I am doing it.
That's good.
Well, here's the thing. If you guys listeners, and I'm a listener too. Johnny, I've listened to you for 22 years.
Thank you.
I have. Keep your inserts from your newspaper. Just throw them in a folder. Don't touch them. And then when you hear this, I'm going to tell you what you need. If you had saved inserts from May 18th, there's Eskimo Pie $1 off. Now your Eskimo pies are quarter a box.
You are smart.
So wow. That's really cheap.
Yeah.
And I bought lots yesterday.
Okay, marshmallows, Eskimo pies, good eating. What else?
That's good. Okay, that's it for Jewel. Let's move over to Target. Everybody wants cereal deals, you know, so Target's got a good one going. Kellogg's, because I know how you are about brands, Johnny.
Yes.
Kellogg's cereal, 5 boxes for $11.
Hold on a minute. 5 boxes of cereal for $11.
Okay, it's better, though.
Yes, go ahead.
That's not a good price,
yeah.
Really. But you buy...
Wait. You're telling me that's not a good price?
No,
better
not.
Than most.
Wow.
No, that's terrible.
I'm kind of out of it then.
I don't want to pay more than $1 a box. But the last time I bought cereal, I paid 6 cents a box, so that was really exceptional.
Are you telling me that a Kellogg's cereal is less than, you can buy it for less than $1 a box?
You will if you listen to what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Stifle yourself.
I got it.
All right. You buy 5 boxes of Kellogg's cereal at Target. They give you a $5 gift card. So now you're down to $6. Then you can go to Rice Krispies.com, print 2 $1 off coupons for Rice Krispies. Now you're down to $4 and you're still got 5 boxes of cereal. Then also you can go to Kellogg's.com/healthy beginnings. There's another coupon there for $1 off produce when you buy 2 cereals. Everybody always asks me, how do you get produce cheaper? Because there's no coupons. Well, here you go. You can get some free bananas or free strawberries with your cereal. So after all the coupons and everything, you're going to spend $4 for 5 boxes of cereal and $2 worth of produce of your choice.
My God.
Pretty good, huh?
That's a lot. Wow. Okay, well, this is a woman, by the way, who feeds a family of 5 on $65 a week.
Yeah, they do.
Honestly, this is no lie. I thought that cereal would have been, like, I would spend $65 seriously on just fruit and cereal, I'll bet you, if I was shopping.
Well, does the lady do the shopping in your place, Johnny?
Hector does not. I don't allow him to shop anymore.
Hey!
All right. What else do we have going on, Jill?
Sorry, Hector. Well, on that same deal, some of the Rice Krispies also have a mail-in rebate. So you could get another $2.20 back if you want to, you know, take a stamp. So you could really get that down around the $2 range.
You know what bothers me, though? And you're making it sound easy.
It is.
It's the coupon cutting. So you're saying go online, just print them out, take them
online.
In.
Online. That cereal deal you can do exclusively online.
Online. There you go.
Don't even need to take anything from the newspaper.
Okay, go ahead. What else?
All right. Cheese at Target. You're going to laugh. Cheese is really cheap right now. And here's a couponing tip for everybody. You go to Target.com. Near the bottom, they have a link for, you know, coupons you can print from their website and take to the store. There's one right now. If you go to Super Target that has the deli, it's $1 off deli cheese. Well, I was there and bought American cheese. It's $4.99 a pound. Nowhere on the coupon does it say how much deli cheese you need to buy, Johnny. So have them wrap your cheese in quarter-pound packages. Get this, $4.99 a pound, but you're getting 4 bags. You can use $4 off coupons. And now you're down to just around $1 a pound of cheese.
You are smart.
Pretty good, huh?
Jill is smart. She's a smart woman. She does all the hard work so you don't have to. Jill, you got to come up with the title for your segment. I like it.
I would almost...
Coupon Queen.
Because I've been one for so long.
Coupon queen.
It could be the coupon queen.
Jill the coupon queen. No. Jill the deal breaker. Jill you'll think of something. Anyway, those are all good. You get cereal at Target. You get some Eskimo pies at Jewel. You get some cheese at Target. You get some marshmallows at Jewel.
Yes.
And it's all there and you save a lot of money. All that would cost you total if you bought cereal, Eskimo pies, cheese, marshmallows, 14 cents.
Well, it's a little more than that. Because you'd have to pay tax. That's something to note, too.
No, but I find you fascinating that you go and you do all this work. You know, everybody goes, oh, my God, it's so expensive, this and blah, blah, blah.
Not really.
But you're doing work. You're thinking about it. You're planning. And I guarantee there's guys in the car going, hear that, honey? Hear what she does?
Yeah.
see what she does? She doesn't go in there and throw the car down.
You know, everybody, since this story broke, everybody is like, what does your husband think? Well, he's thrilled, of course.
He thinks
this is great.
He thinks that he must have known that you've always done this at your house.
I've not really always done this. I've only done this about not even 2 years, Johnny.
So you're starting to think to yourself, you know, times are getting tough and let's find a way out of this.
Yeah, kind of.
Very good.
And why spend more than you have to?
Yeah, right, exactly right. You know? Why spend more than you have to, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Jill, very nice. Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem.
All right. Jill's grocery time. Jill's money time.
It's no capital crime if you ain't got a dime. All your money's gone.
Jack, you better stay home.
Listener Jill Cataldo and Huntley, $65 a week to feed her family of 5. And that means everything. Shampoo, razors, soap, diapers, and food. I'm going to get me some marshmallows.
All your money's gone.
We should hook her up with Lisa, the girl who won the gas competition yesterday. We should hook her up, seriously.
If you ain't got a dime, if all your money's gone, Jack, you better stay home. Said it's no capital crime if you ain't got a dime, if all your money's gone. You better stay home alone.
The Jonathan Brandmeier Show is a gas.
It's a gas!
A gas card, that is.